On The Moving Icon, Chris Vlachonasios looks at the wondrous Orthodox Arts Happening event in Mesa San Pedro on August 7th by interviewing three artists who are showing their work at the event: visual artist Angelica Sotiriou, photographer Michael Lujan, and iconographer Father Michael discuss how the event is about the bringing together of Orthodox artists and art lovers for celebration, fellowship, and about the meaning of art for the Orthodox faith.
It's without a doubt every artist needs inspiration, but they also need the encouragement and support of other artists. This is even more so for Orthodox Christians working in the media and arts. On August the 7th, in San Pedro, California, a diverse group of Orthodox artists, musicians, and filmmakers will be hosting a unique event. WOAL stands for Wondrous Orthodox Arts Happening, where fellow Orthodox will gather together and exhibit their work. Today I am joined by the organizers. I have Angelica Sotiriou, a visual artist, Michael Lujan, a photographer, and Father Michael, an iconographer. I'll start off with you, Angelica, as your studio will be the hosting venue. Having organized this event, what is the purpose and the goals of WOAL?
Well, the goal of this wondrous event is to bring together faith-based artists, musicians, filmmakers, and visual artists within the Orthodox Christian communities in the greater and surrounding Los Angeles area. It's wonderful because we are a representation of many cultural Orthodox communities in our area: Serbian, Russian, Greek, Egyptian, Lebanese, Romanian, and the others, and coming together as we are, devoted cradle Orthodox Christians and devoted converts to the Orthodox Christian faith. It has been my promise to offer my studio and gallery space to show works and gather together artists whose works often are inspired by their spiritual life. Artists who otherwise would not have a space readily offered to share their gifts of the Holy Spirit in the more secular art world. The gathering is one of fellowship and one of supporting one another as artists whose work reflect the light of Christ, be it through their music, their film, or in their paintings, their iconography, their digital photography, and in their iconographic ceramics. The evening will be one of honoring our Lord as our inspiration and one another as artists who diligently and faithfully follow their calling as artists.
It sounds like one big party, a celebration of creativity and community, a huge blessing to be a part of. So Michael Lujan, what will be on offer to those who can attend?
We'll have a selection of offerings of the visual arts. We'll have music and we will have film as well. The artists who are going to be represented are, again, Father Michael, Angelica,
Ilan Awahab,
Tatiana Babaeva, Christina Pravitsa, and Jason Rankins, her husband. They will be performing music, as well our friend Inush Aru, and Elliot Rausch will be the professional filmmaker who will be showing us one of his short films. So we'll have a little bit of a selection of most of the media that we're familiar with. We're hoping next year to have some poetry and something of the verbal arts represented as well. But this is what we're going to be having this year.
Now, each of you will be exhibiting something. I'll start again with you, Angelica. Can you describe the nature of your work to our listeners?
My works are very large, portals of a sort, and doorways into a mystical abstraction of the mysteries of our faith. Sometimes the works are a journey for me as I go deeper into my faith, uncovering a need to know more, into my need to understand who I am in Christ and in my faith. The works meld color, light, shape, and form into very large abstract compositions that invite the viewer into a deeper understanding of silence, into the vast landscape of contemplative prayer, and into the unspoken and the visceral aspect of the Orthodox Christian heart.
Absolutely beautiful. And Father Michael, what pieces will you be offering?
I'm showing four pieces that reflect relationships between Christ, His Holy Mother, and the viewer, and also that relate to pilgrimages that I've taken. The first piece is of St. Michael the Archangel, which was inspired by a visit to the island of Thassos to a monastery where I experienced the presence of Saint Michael as a defender and as a protector. Secondly, a work that came out of a visit to St. Catherine's Monastery in the Sinai Peninsula, the Panagia Vatos, or the Burning Bush. And it reflects the relationship between the mystery of the burning bush that was not consumed yet burned, and God spoke from that bush in the presence of Moses, and the Holy Virgin and Theotokos, who contained without seed in her womb, conceived our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Both of these events are contrary to nature, and yet both reflect God's love and his relationship with us through the Virgin Mary and Christ. Finally, two pieces that are inspired also by the Holy Land and of the Passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Nymphaeus is a detail of the face of Christ as bridegroom. I chose to keep it simple, black and white, and I put a silver background, for our Lord was, of course, betrayed by 30 pieces of silver, and yet he is our bridegroom who comes to us crowned not with a crown of gold, but with thorns. And then finally, O My Sweet Spring, is a really an Orthodox type of Pietà, where our Holy Virgin Mary is cradling her son wrapped in swaddling clothes, but rather than lying in a manger, lying in the tomb. And it shows her relationship with her son and our relationship with him who died for our soul's salvation.
And Michael?
I'll be mainly showing selections from three different bodies of work. One is my nature photography. I call that body of work Nature Unveiled. I liken it to peering back beyond the veil that was put over nature and over the whole universe at the fall, when our forefathers were cast out of the garden. My aim with my nature photography is to see Eden all around us. Also, I will be having some of my portraiture documenting the image and, God willing, the likeness of God in the people that I photograph as well. And lastly, the newest of the pieces that I've been working on is this series called Science Fiction Romances, a long-standing favorite genre of mine, both in terms of literature and in film, has been science fiction. And one of the reasons for that is because it inspires a great deal of sense of wonder for me. And that's it's the same wonder that I get when looking up into a starry night sky and pondering the limitless distances that separate me from the farthest stars, most of which I can't even see with the naked eye, all of which were created in the mind of God in the twinkling of an eye, in a way that none of us can fathom. That's that sense of wonder at being able to take in God's creation, even maybe just a sliver at a time, is what I'm trying to portray in these science fiction romances, which are abstract digital artworks based on my photography. And there may be a couple other pieces beyond that, but those will be the three main bodies of work that will be represented.
I really lack words to describe how remarkable this all sounds. And even more profound will be the experience of actually standing in front of your artworks. But if I can ask you this question, Father, what do you think is the purpose of art?
In my mind, I see art as having the potential to connect the human spirit with the divine in a type of creative union.
And what would you say, Michael, being the youngest artist, how do you view secular artists in comparison to the way of Orthodox artists?
Yeah, secular artists are certainly not as overtly concerned with the sacred as artists who partake regularly of the sacraments. Certainly the Orthodox Christians represented in our show fall under that latter category. We're all doing our best to walk the Christian walk, partaking regularly of the sacraments. That's an important feature of what it means to be an Orthodox Christian. and what it means to be an Orthodox artist. The sacraments are incredibly important because that's the doorway through which the Holy Spirit comes into our lives on a regular basis. It's not sort of a one-off thing where you do it once and then it's there forevermore. It's you have to go keep going back to that spring and refreshing yourself over and over and over again. And so for me personally, and I think for many other Orthodox artists, it's their art is a natural byproduct almost of partaking regularly of the sacraments and of living a sacramental life and of living a sacramental lifestyle. Whereas, you know, secular artists, they don't have that sort of a background. Despite that, very often I think it's possible to find the workings of God even in the secular arts, even perhaps even despite the intentions of the artists themselves. It's because the Holy Spirit is everywhere present and fills all things. If anything differentiates us from secular artists is maybe we're a little bit more self-conscious of that process at work within us and the way that we produce the artwork and the fact that we are explicitly doing this for the glory of God.
As organizers, what do you hope people attending will get out of WAL?
My primary goal, given that this is taking place on first Thursday in the San Pedro Art District, which means that it will be, of course, our Orthodox brothers and sisters from local parishes, but it will also be a lot of people coming in off the street, just going from gallery to gallery. I'm hoping to provide as organized a possible witness to the truth of the gospel as we Orthodox Christians understand it to people who have not been previously exposed to it or who may have some vague notions of what Orthodoxy is or even of what Christianity is. And I think one of the ways that we hope to do that is there's a great quote by one of my favorite saints, Saint Gregory of Nyssa, who said, concepts create idols, only wonder grasps anything. And so we're hoping to inspire wonder as a form of witness to the gospel in these people who do not otherwise have that sort of a ready access to the truth of the gospel in front of them. And it's also to serve as a form of fellowship and bringing together a networking of both artists, fellow artists, and patrons of the arts.
I can already see this event is going to be a huge success, but once all was said and done, what next?
Well, we'll be planning our second annual Wondrous Orthodox Arts happening next year at this time. Who knows, maybe with your podcast, it may inspire other Orthodox Christians to pull their artists together in their communities and create their own happening.
The only thing I can say is, whoa. I wish I could be there, but I have the small problem of being on the other side of the globe. But for all listeners in Los Angeles, or anyone who will be in the area on the 7th of August, be sure to take advantage of this situation and go to this event. Not only will you be meeting some incredibly talented people, but join your extended Orthodox family in fellowship. To the organizers, on behalf of the Global Orthodox Creative Community, thank you.
Amen. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Goodbye, Chris.
For all the details, click the poster and map below on the moving icon page, or go to orthodoxfilmmakersandartists.blogspot.com and click the Arts page. If you want to learn more about Orthodoxy, media, and the arts, visit the OFA blog at orthodoxfilmmakersandartists.blogspot.com or like the blog on Facebook. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Moving Icon with Chris Vlahonacios. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.